Morning Watch, Taking the Way of Enjoying Christ as a Tree of Life, Week 2, The Two Trees and the Two Principles of Living, Monday, Related Verses, Genesis 2, verses 9 and 17, And out of the ground Jehovah God caused to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, as well as the tree of life in the middle of the garden and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Verse 17, But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, of it you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. 1 John 5, verses 11 through 13 and 20, And this is the testimony, that God gave to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life. I have written these things to you that you may know that you have eternal life, to you who believe into the name of the Son of God. Verse 20, And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we might know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. John 5, verses 39 through 40. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is these that testify concerning me. Yet you are not willing to come to me that you may have life. John 6, verses 35 and 57. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall by no means hunger, and he who believes into me shall by no means ever thirst. Verse 57, As the living Father has sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me, he also shall live because of me. Related reading. After God created man, God wanted man to depend on him for his living in the same way that he was dependent upon food for his living. For in him we live and move and are. The tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil are a kind of parable. They show us that man has two different kinds of food and can live either by life or by the knowledge of good and evil, that is, the knowledge of right and wrong. Many people have read about the two trees in Genesis 2, but we would like to emphasize that the two trees were put there to show us that man, especially a Christian, can live on earth according to two different principles. Man can live according to the principle of right and wrong, or according to the principle of life. Some Christians take the principle of right and wrong as a standard for their living, while other Christians take the principle of life as their standard for living. What does it mean when a person lives according to right and wrong? What does it mean when a person lives according to life? Many people only have the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in their lives. Other people have the tree of life in their lives. Some have both trees. The Word of God tells us, however, that he who eats of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil shall surely die, while he who eats of the tree of life shall live. God also shows us that whoever lives by the knowledge of good and evil will lose his position before God. If man wants to constantly live before God, then he must know what it means to eat the fruit of the tree of life. Here, I would like to add another principle for living, the principle of sin. You could say that everyone in the world can live according to at least three principles. They can live by sin, or they can live by right and wrong, or they can live by life. What does this mean? It's very simple. Many people live on earth by following the lusts of their flesh. They are sons of wrath who are bound by the fashions of the world. They live and act according to the operation of the evil spirits in their hearts. Their principle for living is that they live by sin. I do not want to speak about this principle. I believe that many among us have already left the principle of sin. What we will consider this morning is apart from the principle of sin. These two trees represent two principles of living. After becoming Christians, some people live by the principle of right and wrong, while others live by the principle of life. In speaking about this matter, I am making the assumption that we have already left the principle of sin and are walking before God. If we would consider a little, we would see that some people live according to the principle of right and wrong, or good and evil. Please remember that the principle of right and wrong, the principle of good and evil, is not Christianity. Christianity is a matter of life, not of being according to a standard. Christianity speaks of life, not of good and evil. Christianity teaches life, not right and wrong. There are many young brothers and sisters here this morning. I would like to tell you that after you received the Lord Jesus and gained a new life, you gained something marvelous inwardly. You obtained another principle of living. But if you do not know about it, you will set the principle of life aside and begin to follow the principle of right and wrong.